Hello, everyone. Keith Perron back with you for another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio and heard on great partner stations around the world. In fact, this edition of the show, there is a new partner station picking us up, and I'll tell you a little bit about them after we begin with Oliver Jones and Skip Bay with Girl Talk.
Thank you.
The fantastic Oliver Jones and Skip Bay with Girl Talk. A few years ago, I actually ran into Oliver Jones, not literally ran into, but I was at a restaurant in Montreal and he was there eating at the next table. We discovered that we have a mutual friend, a pianist by the name of Stan Patrick. Stan Patrick is also from Montreal. He passed away over 20 years ago. And our mutual friendship with Stan Patrick has to do with two different things. Oliver had played with Stan in the 70s and 80s in a number of concerts in Montreal. Stan Patrick was also a teacher of mine, a music teacher, in Montreal when I was studying there. Very, very nice guy and continues to put out some amazing recorded work today. At the beginning of the program, I said this, of course, is Jazz for the Asking, heard on great partner stations everywhere. Stations like World FM in New Zealand, South Hearts Radio, Hamburg Local Radio in Germany, many others. This week's program, I would like to welcome the listeners of KPVL. That's KPVL 89.1 in Northwest Iowa in the United States. Jazz for the Asking will be heard Monday nights beginning January the 9th from 11 to midnight. So, for all our Ioians, if I can use that term, welcome to the program, and we hope that you will be getting in touch with us with your requests, suggestions, and comments. We stay in Montreal right now for another group that I had an opportunity to work with a couple of years ago. Susie Arioli Swing Band. Here they're playing the classic old standard, Pennies from Heaven.
Falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down. Treat it for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So anytime it thunders, don't go under a tree. be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Susie Arioli's swing band with Pennies from Heaven. Those who listen to this program on a regular basis know that I'm a big fan of Blue Note. Not just for the artist that they had, but also for the quality of the recordings, especially those that were engineered by Van Gelder. That's Rudy Van Gelder. Beginning in 1999, Blue Note started releasing a series called the Rudy Van Gelder Edition, where Rudy Van Gelder remastered the original recordings that he'd made in the 1960s using new technology. You have to think, when listening to them, he must have been ahead of his time. Because not only do the performances not sound dated, but the recordings themselves sound just as if they were recorded the day before yesterday. One of the recent reissues from the Rudy Van Gelder series is the Hank Mobley disc, No Room for Squares. We're going to listen to a track on here composed by Hank Mobley called Up a Step. It features Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Andrew Hill on piano, John Orr on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, Donald Byrd on trumpet, also Herbie Hancock on piano.
Thank you.
Hank Mobley from the album No Room for Squares with Up a Step. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. If you wish to contact us with a request for the program, our email address is jfta@pcjmedia.com. That's jfta@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to all past editions of the program by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. And again, JFTA stands for Jazz for the Asking. One artist that we play frequently on the program is Dave Brubeck. In fact, recently we ran a concert of Dave Brubeck recorded at Carnegie Hall in the 1960s. One of my personal favorite recordings of Dave Brubeck is called Brubeck Plays Brubeck. This is a very intimate album that was recorded in 1956. I say intimate because it wasn't recorded in a studio. It was recorded at Brubeck's home in Oakland, California, in his living room. And you sense when listening to it, you could just picture yourself at his home, relaxing on a Sunday afternoon as he sits in front of the piano and plays for his friends. From this fantastic album, here's In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you. Dave Brubeck from the album Brubeck Plays Brubeck, recorded at his home in Oakland, California in 1956, within your own sweet way. During Duke Ellington's career, going back to the 1920s, he always had a very talented and very beautiful vocalist that toured with the orchestra. Vocalists like Alice Babs, who was from Sweden, Katarina Valente from Germany, and many, many others. In the 1930s, a very young vocalist by the name of Ivy Anderson traveled with Duke and made a number of recordings. These recordings have just been issued on CD called Duke Ellington Presents Ivy Anderson. They only recorded some 30 tracks together, and they're mostly Duke Ellington compositions that he had recorded by himself and with other artists, but these are different interpretations. They were arranged specifically for Ivy Anderson, a vocalist who people don't know much about. Here's two tracks back to back that I think you will enjoy. The Duke Ellington classic, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, and Happy As the Day Is Long.
What I do, da da do. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just keep that rhythm, give it everything you got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Yeah.
my trousers pressed, a shoe shine, had my coat and vest relined. Take a look at my lapel, see the fall, can't you tell I'm happy as the day is long? I haven't got a dime to lend, I've got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I've got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind, that's good. Cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long.
The Duke Ellington Orchestra, featuring Ivy Anderson, with a Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, and Happy As the Day Is Long. We now move to a fantastic recording by Jim Hall that was released on the Telarc label, called Jim Hall and Basses. Jim Hall plays electric and acoustic guitars on the disc, and he also invited along a few very good bassists: Scott Colley, Charlie Hayden, Dave Holland, Christian McBride, and George Mraz. Here's one on this disc which we had a number of requests for by a number of listeners: End the Begin. Jim Hall with bassist and friend Dave Holland. Thank you. Jim Hall on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, with End the Begin from the CD Jim Hall and Basses. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. Some stations will be hearing a second hour of the program in a few minutes. Others will be joining us next week. So if you're joining us next week, stay tuned, because coming up next week, we're going to have some more of this wonderful music and a popular section of the program, Popular Standards. For those who will continue hearing the second hour of the program, stay tuned, because we have that coming up in just a few moments. To close off the first hour, here's Wes Montgomery on guitar, Mel Ryme on organ, and George Brown on bass, from a Riverside recording called Portrait of Wes with Monin. Thank you.
Thank you.